This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
And welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault. You'll have to bear with me, Jane Paul, with my voice. I strained it over the weekend.
I can hear you're a little growly there.
Yeah, I tell you. I don't know. I can make this work as like a movie trailer voice.
In a world where one man is interviewing a woman.
You know, something like that. But anyway, we'll just use it for good for the next little bit. Jane Paul, of course, early on in Crow. Regular guest here on In Focus. Welcome back.
Always glad to come and chat.
Absolutely. And we know that these chats are quite popular, too. People really enjoy listening to what you have to offer. I know I do. As someone who has a four-year-old running, well, I was going to say running around, but running my life, it's always good to talk about these things. And I try a lot of them. And they work. So
it is. There's a lot of smart people out there, and we steal all their ideas and share them far and wide. So.
And that's the best thing to do. So which ideas have we repurposed for today, Jane?
Well, I'm going to do a shameless plug first, because great. I have a positive parenting Zoom workshop from 7 to 9 on January the 30th. So message me on Facebook at Crow Parent Education if anybody wants to join that. And it's all about the stuff we talk about. It's being positive and keeping a relationship with our little ones around. Good for parents, good for grandparents, because I have a little one, almost two, my granddaughter that we help care for as well. So we're right immersed in all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. So that is great. And to get the invite into the Zoom, how do you do that?
Yeah, you just message me on Crow Parent Education on Facebook, and I will send you the Zoom link, and you can be a part of that. And with us both being grandparents, we have also started up a grandparent playgroup.
Oh.
So the second Tuesday of the month in at our Caldwell School location, our playgroup room there in Carlton Place, from 10 to 11:30 on the second Tuesday of the month, we have a grandparent playgroup where you can come with or without your grandkids and meet up with other grandparents who are helping to look after little ones.
Fantastic. What
yeah,
a great
it's been
idea.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, I, you know, having gone through this whole experience, I think that's a wonderful idea.
It is, and I think it's a unique place when grandparents are in there caring for grandchildren, and we still have our children sort of in the middle there as well. So we're kind of sandwiched in between those two.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so what do you want to talk about today?
I just, you know, it's this time of month. This time of month, the end of January, the beginning of February, they call it the blue times of the year. You know, the excitement of holidays is all over. We're into having to pay for holidays if you have bills coming in. It's just, you know, there's a lot of winter still ahead of us, and a lot of people find it hard to cope with their mental health during this time of year. So that's kind of what I would like to talk about a little bit.
Okay. So I know a lot of us will go through the winter blahs and so on and so forth. I'm guessing that children aren't immune to that.
Yeah, and children are the same way. And some people deal, you know, with, we haven't had a whole lot of sunshine, although it's been out there the last couple of days. That always makes me feel better. But I think it's the whole piece of remembering that mental health is like physical health. It's always there. It's not only there, you know, when we're struggling with it. Mental health is always there. So what do we do to help strengthen that mental health for both us, our children, and our grandchildren, since we're on that vein this morning? The first part is making sure that you have a positive, strong, caring relationship in there. So we want to make sure that, you know, as Valentine's Day looms up in the near future, that it's a reminder to let the people around us know that we care about them, that we love about them, that we're glad they're on the face of the earth. That's the first thing that we're going to do. The second in there is making sure that we are listening and respecting the feelings of those people around us. People are all over the map right now. Some people love winter. We're skiers. We're outdoors people, you know, so winter can be a good thing for us. There are people that are not keen on it. Listen to people's feelings. Respect them. We put boundaries on what you're allowed to do, especially with our kids, when they have those big feelings. And that's a little bit what we're going to talk about today. It's that link between what's going on in our head, how we feel, and how that affects our actions. Because our little guys, some of them have been pent up for a while inside, full of energy. Feelings can be tough right now.
Absolutely. I took our little guy to the trampoline park on the weekend, and holy smokes, you talk about a release of energy. And you're right, they are going through that cabin fever. I don't know how many days a week he asked me if we can go to the splash pad. Well, it's not quite ready yet, buddy. But
not quite the same experience these days at the splash pad.
No, but the reason I bring that up is because, you know, it's just that's his way of telling me he wants to do something. Let's get out. Let's do something.
Exactly. And that's so important to both our physical health and our mental health, is to make sure that we're using our bodies in there. And the way you presented that, you know, the way you talked to him and listened to him about that is a big part of what we're going to talk about today. Presentation is like 90% of the message. There was a mom, I think it was Perth Playgroup, who had the greatest line I'd heard in a while. And she had a young one who was not thrilled to be leaving Playgroup. They had to go on to other things. And her comment was, you know what? We're off and on to the next adventure. And I thought, what a great way to put that. It's not about having to lose something and leave something. It's about what's next. Where are we headed to now? Looking forward and being positive about the future, right? So that energy in looking forward to things and seeing the positives there is a big part of what's going to help us in there. Another one I heard was, when a child wants to do something, instead of saying no, say, hey, how about we try this instead, right? And again, joining that child on the journey, being together in what you're doing and looking forward to trying something out. You know, like you were saying, you took your little fella to the trampoline park. Hey, bud, we can't go to the splash pad, but how about we try this instead? Let's head off to the trampoline park, right? How exciting is that? So this all comes back to part of our program called Bounce Back and Thrive, where we look at how the messages in our head and in our brain affect our emotions, how our emotions affect how we feel in our body, and then what that does for our action plan. So your little guy, you know, getting ready to go outside, If they don't want to put their boots on, don't want to put their snow pants on, and we get frustrated, we often first catch that emotion. We're frustrated. Then we go back and think to ourselves, what messages are going on in my head that are making me feel frustrated? Oh, I'm thinking, oh, this kid is pushing my buttons. I know how they know how to do this. Why can't they just do it? You know, they're making my day miserable. If we can change those automatic thoughts to, hang on, he didn't sleep well. You know, he's at that age where he's up during the night. And so he didn't sleep well. And then when he got up, because he hadn't slept well, he hadn't eaten. So here's a kid who is tired, who is hungry, and of course he's struggling to get everything ready for outside. So just by changing those automatic thoughts to, oh, he's hungry, he's tired, then that changes our emotion from frustration to a little bit of compassion. That changes our body signal. It goes from being tense when we're frustrated to being much more relaxed. We're in problem-solving mode now, and it changes our action, what we're going to do. In the first scenario, we're ready to grab this kid by the scruff of the neck and say, hey, kid, come on, get on with it. But instead, when we change those automatic thoughts, we're compassionate. We're now saying, hey, come on, kiddo, I'll help you with that. It looks like that's hard for you this morning. And you know what? I'm going to grab some milk in a sippy cup, and I'm going to grab a bag of Cheerios, and we'll make sure that you get something to eat as we go along. Very different outcome. We didn't change the situation. We just changed the way we were thinking about it.
And so then, so you do all that, but it doesn't really change the scenario.
But it does change the scenario, because that child is going to feel different about the interaction between you and the child. And we know all across the board how we feel dictates what our behavior is going to be. So if we're grabbing that kid and rushing them and pushing them out the door, they're going to feel, you know, defensive. They're going to put up a fight. If we're saying, hey, buddy, looks like this is hard for you right now, how about I step in and give you a hand. And by the way, you know, here's some Cheerios because I think you're hungry. All of a sudden, their behavior is, hey, somebody's taking care of me. And yes, I am not feeling well. And you understand that we're going to get a different behavior from them than if we're pushing them and forcing them.
It makes a lot of sense. It certainly
it does.
Yeah.
It does. And again, smart people out there, this is from Bounce Back and Thrive. It's a resiliency course. And it really does work. But it's a skill. So you got to practice it in order to do it.
And I just want to let people know we did not plan that where I was talking about a trampoline park and you're talking about Bounce Back and Thrive. So it just so happens that we had a an unsuspecting theme for the day.
We did. We're good. We're pretty good at that. We can fly by the seat of our pants.
Absolutely. Now, in the last moment that I have you here, Jane, was there anything else you wanted to add?
Just a reminder that playgroups are out there to support families. You don't have to be a parent. You can be a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, a caregiver. These kids want to get out. We have inside playgroups. We have outside playgroups. We have walks. We have sliding up here in Perth at Conlon Farms. Check out our website. Check out our pages. If you type it, if you go to Facebook and type in your area, so Perth, and early on playgroups, you'll get the page for that area, and it'll give you a schedule of everything that's going on and what's happening. These are your tax dollars at work. Come out and use it. Get a good bang for your buck here.
Excellent. No, that's a great idea for sure. Jane, thank you so much, as always, for being here. It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to be here, too.
And I'm looking forward to our next conversation.
Thanks, Bob.
Jane Paul from Early On and Crow here on this edition of In Focus on Lake 88. I'm Bob Perreault. Don't forget, you can check these out at lanarkleadstoday.ca. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful afternoon.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.